Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh,
good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbing Pipes Trades Employees Union. I'm Rusty, the host. We've got our full cast as we always got in. I've sort of lost my voice a little bit already. God help us all. Right, Hercules, good morning. How are we, buddy?
Good, mate. Morning, listeners. Too busy yelling at employees already, Russ.
Jeez. Yeah, no, that's the last couple of days it's been like that, mate. Been a bit croaky in the morning, but anyway, that's the way it goes. Wazalicious, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, mate. You?
Besides your crook back and all sorts of business.
Hammer and tack. That's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not getting any better anytime soon. So
just inject you with some more stuff, huh?
Just convince yourself you're happy and move on.
Do you know what? You don't look as bad as you were last time. I remember last time I was in the opposite. You were in all sorts. You were sweating. And
I was cooked. I've good days, bad days.
Yeah. No, that's it, mate. You were in a lot of pain. And Marcus Pickles, how are you, buddy?
Hello, Ryan Russell. Yeah, good, mate. I'm just reading this cleaning product that's in a mystery bottle. But yeah, going well, mate. Good to be here. Almost Christmas. We're on the home straight.
I'll give you $10 to drink it.
Yeah, I know. It says Isopropyl 3, so I don't know what that is. But yeah, almost almost Christmas,
something
mate.
Out of Harry Potter.
It's it is.
The Greeks call it Cipidor.
Yeah, exactly right.
Rocket fuel.
Vinegar and Windex.
Exactly. That's the morning tea for the Greek brothers out there. But yeah, no, we are pretty excited for Christmas. 3 weeks left after this week. Probably got about 5 Christmas parties and who knows what in there. Got the retired members day on Wednesday. Cannot wait. Best day of the year. So, going well, mate.
Yep. That's it, mate. Obviously, there's lots of other things going on in the industry too. We've had lots of conventions. We had our national conference, which we'll touch on a little bit later, but we'll go through the usual processes as we do, talk about the areas and all that sort of stuff. We have obviously had Zoe, champion, did a bit of boxing, won the championship, midweight championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she's fighting 71 kilos and above, I believe, so middleweight, and she went to the national titles and beat the woman from New South Wales. And yeah, smashed it. Well done, Zoe.
Yep, that's right. Trained out of the MVC Boxing Club. So
she's an absolute ripper, too. She's not only is she a world-class boxer, but she's a world-class plumber, so she trains in the morning, gets to work, wherever that has to be, and then trains again in the afternoon. Yeah, so
that goes through the PPTU women.
No one can
program.
Doubt her work ethic and her commitment, and she's doing great things. Good on you, Zoe.
Ramsey will know because she beats him up every second.
She's probably beating him up this morning, actually.
Well, she puts up with those idiots twice a week. She deserves all the accolades she can get. Good on you, Zoe.
Yeah, you're not
after
it's from
definitely
there.
A confidence booster twice a week.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just partly. Anyway, we won't go there. But and anyway, Herx, we'll get straight into the business, mate. What's been happening?
I just want to go straight into Retired Members Day. So we have, obviously, that's next Wednesday at Pikeac in Brunswick, same place as last year. We are we're doing that renovation of Victoria Street. So there's been a few, invites not get sent out properly. There's been a few, little stuff up. So if you've heard about it, you haven't not been uninvited, come along. So we want all retired members to come, enjoy the fee, have a drink. It's their day. So we want to make sure everyone's there.
And it's bigger than one day. If you've worked with someone along the way in this industry that's been fortunate enough to come out the other end and retire and hasn't been consumed by the industry, just reach out to them. You know, if they were good people on site, they're still good people today. So reach out to them, catch up with them for a coffee or a beer or whatever throughout the year. And then, you know, if you haven't heard from them, just let them know that Retired Members Day is on, just to make sure they get there on Wednesday.
And it did get brought up on at our general meeting on Tuesday and obviously yesterday as well. One would say the Geelong next of general meeting.
Yeah,
so it did get brought up there as well, guys. Old Baz was there, a few old heads. There was obviously recognition. I'll let Pickles touch on that a little bit later as well. And as we said, there has been lots of things happening in our industry, obviously with our brothers as well. There's been a lot of movements and changes and things like that in relation to people moving on and so forth, but we won't get into it too much. But it's pretty sad to see something like that happened to another union, especially our brothers. And let's be honest, we've all gone around with them on the road together since we've been organisers. Obviously, let's hope things change for the better, and many more so for the union and all that sort of stuff. And you know, the ones that went down the road, well, you know, it's a bit sad. So, but anyway, touch on that a little bit later. But Herx, what's been happening in your area, buddy? Obviously there's a lot of movement still down at the airport for you, always talking about the airport.
Still he's gone to the airport. The massive, well, three massive jobs, a runway and the terminal, two terminals, haven't been awarded just yet, but still it's still the small jobs. The gas changeover job has finally kicked off, so our Maz group have picked that up. We've got Trio out there doing some early stage works. We've got Coombs landing there this week as well, and Tie Fire. So really good contractors. They're a newish sort of builder. Don't normally do a job of this size, but they're using good contractors. So we'll be out there. We'll have a rep on the job as well. He'll take care of the men and women on the job. So it's going to be an interesting one. Very, very mechanical-wise, it's going to be very very good to see all the chain, all the, well, yeah, the plant room works. So... yeah, maybe Wazza might be down there. Even Jova might come down and have a look as well.
Well, the mech boys. Crown Casino, mate.
Bit of mech porn.
Yeah.
Smiths, mate, they're redoing the casino. They're redoing all of the chillers. They're redoing all.
Not as much anymore, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It's been scaled down a touch, I've heard.
I did hear that.
Three splitties in there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's not the same heater. Hopefully, it's not the same person that did your plumbing in your house with that drip tray, Herx.
Yeah,
that was a nightmare. Yes,
we won't go for there just in case. If that was my house,
it'd still be leaking. I'm not getting in the ceiling.
No, definitely not.
I'm not getting up in that roof.
Barely fit. That was a nightmare. Thanks to my trade and But yeah, look, in the area as well, we've got quite a lot coming up with the social housing. Mooney Valley as well, that's just people. I'm getting a few phone calls about that. The stadium's starting to get ripped down now, so that'll be down within 6 months, and it's going to be a whole massive precinct built there. It'll be two massive towers, there'll be an office block, there'll be a shopping centre. It's huge, it's going to be massive. And all through Keilor as well, in Essendon, all through Keilor Road, there's going to be a lot of social housing coming as well. It's going to be the next sort of potential, you know, boom right there.
Oh, lovely, mate. Lovely. Well said. Well said, Herx. Well said. Wazza, what's been happening, buddy?
Plenty, mate.
Yeah. Besides your back, obviously, giving you the shits.
The back takes the back seat.
Yeah.
Pretty busy, mate. It's, you know, civil's just trying to, you know, change the world overnight, but it takes a bit longer than that. So having meetings and just trying to get reps on jobs. You know, these civil jobs in particular, some of the larger ones, get some more reps out at North East Link.
I know you had a meeting the other day.
Organised a meeting about Suburban Rail.
Yep.
I'm on the way up to...
we're done, got to do the inland.
Yeah, got to go up to Benalla and stop in there and wing on the way up. So
yep.
Go check on a couple of subbies up there and a couple that might not be.
Yeah, that's it. No, you're making waves up there, that's for sure,
mate. It never stops. So just getting around, mate, showing my face. Seeing the members, got to go to the Austin Hospital today after this, catch up with the members there.
For your back or for you, the members?
Hopefully they know a couple of good surgeons they can slip me in. But the members there, they're good members. They're not from your traditional sort of construction background, but they're all paid up and proud. And, you know, we represent them pretty well and they do a pretty good job of standing on their own 2 feet. But we're going through some negotiations there at the moment that are stalling a bit. So off to Fair Work we went. And we're just going out there today to have a catch up and follow up with where we're at and what we might be implementing moving forward.
I heard the person you're dealing with is an absolute gentleman, so from what I've heard.
But anyway, from the employer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's, that's a straight way to say
we won't go there because I met him the other day, actually, just coincidence. Because there's a lot of work going on out there, as you know.
Yes,
got
there is.
Alchemy that have got a, one little package out there. It's only worth 30-odd million. Obviously, using all our contractors and the right one, should I say. Then obviously you've got the built project, which has started.
Right, the emergency department.
The emergency expansion. Department, and they've got little bits and pieces where they've tucked and ducked and weaved areas off with plastic. It actually looks like there's asbestos there. I don't know, right? But that's the sort of setup they've
like
sort
a scene
of got.
From Dexter.
It does. It actually does. You're 100% right. And then obviously you go out the back, and they're going to be starting the structure next year, which is the main package. It was obviously around 260-odd million, and now I'm hearing it's around 220.
That hospital will end up being 25 stories tall. You know, it's landlocked. There's not a lot of space there to expand on. They've still got the old original hospital at the back. They've got the Olivia Newton-John Centre next door, the Mercy Women's attached to it as well. It's not a big space, but it's a very busy, busy hospital. And, both my daughters were born next door. Mate, as a kid, I was in there every other week because it was like a wrecking ball, but it's good to see it. It's good to see a bit of an injection there because it's getting a bit old. And
the
plumbers, and the maintenance crew, and the others that work on site do a pretty good job of keeping it operational. So, shout out to them. I'll see you at 9 o'clock. The other thing that's been keeping me busy at the moment, lots and lots of phone calls, is this dividend payment. So
I saw something got put
something
up last
finally
night.
Got posted last night, which is handy. That'll answer a lot of questions. But 5%. It'll be this side of Christmas. They haven't released a date yet, but keep an eye on your emails. Log into your WorkerLink account on the website through a computer, not through the app.
Because if you don't claim it, you lose it.
Well, update all your information so you've got the right email address and everything in there and. Familiarise yourself with it because that's the way you're going to have to get in and claim it. So you'll get through the WorkerLink. There'll be a drop-down tab to claim a dividend payment. You put all your info in. Nominate your bank account. Make sure it's yours. Make sure the numbers are correct because once that money gets sent out, it's gone. So if you're one digit off, someone else will enjoy your dividend and you'll never see it. So just log in, familiarise yourself with it. It's a 5% return off what you've got in there. Up to the financial year this year, the start of this financial year, so June, July.
Yep.
There'll be plenty of happier members out there because I know a fair few of them.
It's a little bonus.
They've got a nice little package in their redundancy.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of extra annual leave on top, but with no tax.
Well, it's a good little kicker, especially in the lead up to Christmas. I know firsthand with my dad, a lot of people used to cash out a bit of long service leave or something like that to get through the season, buy presents for the kids. I mean, my dad had 5 kids, so he was battling on his own already. So, but
you can have one gift to share.
Yeah, that's right. How do you reckon that ended up?
Yeah.
Broken in a fight, but
at the Austin,
it's a good little. It's a good little.
Yeah, at the Austin,
it's a good little injection before Christmas. And I think it's a great thing to be doing for the members. So,
good on you,
if
mate.
You can't access it, reach out to all the organisers. We're happy to help because in New South Wales, there's 200 members who didn't take it.
And so, if any of our members are actually friends with electricians, just let them know they're not getting anything.
Yeah.
Which we've started already. 100%. I love it. And I know DTU brothers listening to, and I know one of them's actually catching up with us after this. So sucked in.
Someone's banging on the door. Might be in.
Although, to be fair, we don't get it either.
Anyway, moving on. Pickles, how are you, buddy? What's been happening?
Yeah, good. I just, Jova just said, can you please let me in? So,
all right.
I'll do my report and then someone can let the Jovanovski in. Yeah, I'd like to say winding down, but it has been pretty busy this week. We did have a lot going on just with the company. Sort of going into administrator, sort of not going into administration. We'll touch on that next show. But we are sort of getting to the backside of that. So I did have a really busy start to the week. And then...
The owner's a lovely bloke.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We had a good day on... What was it? Monday, Herc?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was good to be out there. I think the boys appreciated it.
Apparently I looked too young to be in my role.
Yeah, exactly right. So, g'day, Bill.
How are we going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate, good. Billy Jovanovsky's just walked into the studio. Hi, welcome, mate.
The bear.
Morning, all.
So, yeah, just going through that. There is obviously still a lot of people out of work, which, guys, if we are losing jobs at this time of the year, we will try our best, but it is getting quite hard to find people's jobs at this time. But moving forward to next year, I know, guys, there is a lot of work coming up. So if we can hold on, just hold on. That's why we do have IncoLink as well. We were touching on the general meeting the other night. Earl did announce that we do have a new life member that will be going up, will be nominated, and it is sort of public knowledge now. So, yeah, on the go through the National Council.
Got voted on, yeah.
Yeah, to get voted on through our set of rules. So, Con Deladakis, well done, Con. Been a long time secretary of our union, a long time committee of management member.
Trustee.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
well done, Con. And also a long time shop steward. He's recently retired. But, yeah, well done, Con. That's going to go through the right channels, and then we can go from there.
There's only two living life members, isn't there?
Barry Fitton.
And
Nazza Altobre.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yep, in Victoria.
Who also just recently retired.
Exactly right. So the boys are doing well. It's a true honour of our union.
It's a prestige club to get into.
It is, for sure. Most definitely.
Contributed a great deal to the union over the journey, many years. And thanks for all your efforts, fellas. Much appreciated.
Yeah, most definitely, mate. Most definitely.
I reckon those two, Nazza and Con, have been around the union and been involved with the union longer than I've been on this earth. So, if there's any two people that are deserving of life membership, they've literally been around for my entire life.
They've been around since I was in my old man's ball sack. Yeah. So you know what I mean.
A twinkle in your father's eye.
A twinkle in my father's eye. Exactly.
One way of saying it. So well done, guys. It's and you would have seen a lot of personality change, a lot of direction change. Yeah. And geez, if you can last that long around a union, you're doing something right, because it's
a great history, eh?
Yeah, for sure. It can be testing at times.
Get those two together to write a book.
Yeah, exactly right. You probably have to burn it after writing it, though, I think.
Yeah, I think it'd burn your eyes, but exactly. Anyway, we won't go there.
And then,
wait till a couple are retired.
And then
we can start slaking.
And then Picnic Day on Monday, really looking forward to it. I'll be heading down to Traralgon with Simon Jewell and a few other shop shorts as well. So, guys, get around to your regional picnics, support them. Without the support, they struggle to continue. So, yeah, guys, just start getting involved.
And for everyone out there, there's posters around on the sites.
Yep.
Download your ticket.
Jump on the social media. There's a QR code. You have to download your ticket. Put your membership number in. Make sure it's yours and not Herc's. Because someone else has already taken
someone
his.
My wife's already taken mine.
Nominate how many people you're going, which picnic you're going to, because you will not get through the gates without a digital ticket.
Well, it admits five, so.
It's all going through the checks and balances, as it always does. It's just this year it's gone fully digital. You won't be getting through the gate if you don't have a ticket. That's as simple as that.
And if you're struggling with that, give Billy Ramsey a call.
Billy Ramsey is fantastic when it comes to stuff like this, and he's definitely the man to call. He'll be able to sort you out and put you in the right direction.
Well,
he was a
big advocate for the digital, so
he was massive for it. He was absolutely massive.
It was a deciding vote, wasn't he?
He was, and he absolutely loves it. And just give him a call, and he'll be able to sort you out.
I think he's going to the Melbourne Picnic Day
as well. So make sure you see him, say g'day to him. Shake his hand, right? He loves it. Go up to him, give him a big hug, right? And
he gives a good hug.
Yeah, he does.
He looks scary, but he's very lovable.
Yeah, he is. Just rub him on the head.
What's a girth on it?
Jesus, just off the off balance. Anyway, so obviously it's down at the showgrounds, right? That's our main one, guys. Then you got the Bendigo one. You got Ballarat as well. You got Geelong. You got Gippsland, as you said yourself there, Pickles, Shepparton, and Wodonga is the week after, which I'll be doing that one
I'll be coming up there with you, Rusty.
Yep, that's right. So every single organiser has got their own area. They'll be going to those particular picnics that they obviously organise in that area, and we'll have someone there obviously representing our union and all that sort of stuff. So then, you know, you got someone to speak to.
If you want to come and, you know, chop the guys out at any of these picnics, probably more the regional picnics. The Melbourne one's pretty self-sufficient with the show staff that do a fair bit of the heavy lifting there. Just reach out to the relevant area organisers. And they'll be more than happy to have you all at Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong, Traralgon, wherever it might be, to come up and give them a chop out, you know, handing out show bags or whatever it might be, helping people through the gates.
Yeah, that's it.
Because a lot of these regional ones, like the Melbourne one used to be, they run off volunteers and the commitment of everyone that turns up. So get along, bring your kids, bring your nieces, nephews, whatever it might be. It's the Melbourne one's like going to the show, but it doesn't cost you a cent and you get paid to be there. So
100%.
I don't understand why people don't go. This year, Melbourne's got a rodeo. There's no monster trucks. It's hootin' tootin' cowboy time, so that'll be interesting.
My little son's looking forward to that. He goes, I want to go see the horsey daddy.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool. So just come along. You get paid to be there. You get your proof of purchase. Bring your kids. They'll love it.
You'll be financial as well.
You'll be the best dad forever. I remember it as a kid going along. And there's moments that happen at some picnics that you think, were you there? You know, like when the horse and carriage took off at Mooney, I think it was Mooney Valley.
Yeah, it was.
In 99 or whatever it was.
Well, it is the racetrack.
Yeah, it was. It was Mooney Valley.
Humble beginnings of tug of war and running races. And
yeah, Johnny,
you know,
Parsons.
I've still got some of the medals that they gave out, you know, with the green and yellow ribbon and the Eureka flag on it.
You've also
it's great. As a kid, mate, it's the best thing in the world. You think you're special, you get a day off school and you...
God rest his soul, Johnny Parsons used to love the tug of war. He always used to be the man at the front, trying to pull it with a few other brothers down there that have retired or passed away, should we say.
They used to put him at the front and let go. No, but doors do open at 7:30 this year, just putting that out there.
That.
Yeah, nice and early. So if you want to get there early, you say you reckon you always miss out and stuff, get there early.
Well, you can get in there before the school traffic starts as well, which is always a positive.
Yeah.
Especially around the showgrounds, that Epsom Road and whatever else, can be bumper to bumper. It's hard yakka getting in. But you can also get the train, everybody.
Yep,
catch the train in.
Definitely. I just quickly want to touch on our national conference. Obviously, we had Big Theo come down, the Secretary of New South Wales.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Very good humble speakers. Man. Very humble man. Big, friendly giant he is, isn't he? Jeez, he's a big man. Obviously, we had Gary from Queensland as well. He come down. Had Earl there, of course, obviously pretty much chairing or running the meeting, as one would say. Had Glenn Menzies up the front as well, as the president or the general president, obviously talking about obviously situations and controlling the room.
Troy as well
from WA, really nice to meet him.
Absolute ripping bloke. He's got a big task ahead of him. God love him. And I was quite inspired by his speech, I have to say. He spoke very well. And he's trying to change and move a lot of things over in Western Australia. God love him. And he's doing a terrific job. And he's building up the membership because it does come through us. And we 100%. Do see it.
It's every committee meeting, every 2 weeks.
There's always a list of new members.
And
he's having a crack.
Every 2 weeks it gets a little bit bigger.
He's having a crack.
He's getting around. It's a big state. There's a lot of different industry there, whether it's construction or mining or whatever it might be. And, mate, he's having a red hot go.
Yep, I know Paddy goes over there a fair bit and helps him as well. So
and you know it's a hard state to represent in. So,
as I said, we were going to kick over to a song, but as I said, there has been lots to speak about. Obviously, as Pickle said before, the next gen as well. We still need to speak about that. 5th of December. Earl being Earl, God love him. He said who the special guests are, but anyway, we won't go there yet currently. But
leave that off the airways.
But we'll leave that off the airways. But obviously, Earl said who our special guests are going to be. It's going to be a full cast, full panel. It's obviously going to be about the Reignition team and when they did take over, how they've basically gone from being broke to obviously having to what we've got to today. Schools, all that sort of stuff as well. And as I said, our special guests will be there to talk about their life experiences and so forth as well. So a bit of a
throwback historical meeting, you know. Yeah, you've got to learn from the past, you've got to appreciate it.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's the last one for the year, so it'll be a bit of a celebration,
Fitzroy Beer Garden.
To everybody that turns up, to all the next gens, whether they're in Melbourne or Geelong, the loyalists, you know, we appreciate everyone turning up to general meetings, everything like that, all the extracurricular stuff. So,
and you do need to show. Sorry to jump in there, Woz. You do need to show union ticket at the door, and there will be people there checking union tickets. And unfortunately, if you don't have your union ticket on you, you're not financial. With no disrespect, you're not welcome, and you won't be coming in. It's as simple as that. You'll be getting turned around and getting sent back because you do need to be a financial member of this union.
To be able
to come.
Oh.
Yep, for the plumbers union.
It'll be Dave Shembury and Zoe on the door.
There's a few people that'll be on the door to make sure, just checking tickets, making sure everything's rigid-ditched, because as we do say, obviously it is our union, and it's the members that obviously it is their union, so they're the ones that obviously need to do it. But
yeah, it's a busy couple of weeks coming up.
Mm. What about Jobber?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Just finished boxing.
I thought I'd wake you up.
You did a good job there, mate. No, I just come down. I just finished boxing this morning, boys, and thought I'll pop in, see how things are travelling.
So you had a shower.
I was looking forward to a song, but that didn't eventuate.
There's been too much to talk about.
CBD, Jobber?
CBD. Still a little quiet at the moment. I'm hoping things change next year for the better.
When we met up with Pat, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I decided to put the demolition thing long story short, he's walked out of the lift and he was basically saying, oh, it's not demo allowance. So then what we did was we made sure we got a sign that said that...
The sign was there. We just made sure we seen it.
Yeah, and I basically put it so as soon as he stepped out of the elevator, he ran into it.
Demolition works in progress. Yes.
He made an appearance on Australia's number one YouTube channel as well, Misfit Minds. Anyone wants to have a look at that? That's quite hilarious.
Okay, I'll have a look later. I'm sure we can AI something.
Yeah.
It was on there. It was hilarious, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Look, in the city, there are a few big refurbs coming up. What I mean by that is more than your average size refurbs. You know, you're looking 70 million plus, which they're decent refurbs.
Shape, all that sort of stuff.
And the good news is a lot of these bigger refurbs are good for our members. Some of the jobs are holding 30, 40 mech plumbers. So,
and we will be getting Dalliots on them. Yep. And when we said that to one of the directors of one of the construction companies, he almost had a heart attack. But we said, relax. It doesn't work like that. Relax. Just calm
Nothing
down.
To worry
have a,
about.
Have a breath.
We're just exercising our rights under the Act.
And that's exactly what we said to him. So anyway, it's that time, guys. They're ready to come in. Unfortunately, there was more stuff to talk about, but we'll just have to go. See you later. Cheerio.
My thing, guys.
See you, boys. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.